Doug, can you hear me?
Absolutely, I can. How are you, Jeff?
Absolutely, I can. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good, thanks. It's a little bit of a delay, so I'm going to send it to you guys.
I'm here at the KDRT broadcast table at Soderbergh Brewing. Yeah, we're up, and I'm here with Peter Pasteur, who would normally be introducing Listening Lyrics right now. Good afternoon,
Absolutely.
Peter.
Absolutely. This is my hour, so Doug, take a walk, and I'll take over here. Boy, this is exciting. KDRT is broadcasting live. This is one of the few events I look forward to every year in this town.
Me too.
And we are so lucky. It's not 100 and some degrees.
Absolutely.
It's perfect weather for an event like this. And wow, what a lineup this year. We can talk about all these bands, and we probably will over the next few hours, but let me tell you, the type of genres here, I don't care what kind of music you're into.
We got you covered.
It's covered. It really is. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And if you're wondering what it all is, well, get your phone out and go to, I think it's davismusicfest.com.
You got it.
And they'll show the whole thing. So we will be broadcasting here from Sudworks, and we're going to be broadcasting from the Sudworks stage, the outdoor stage.
The Hop Yard stage.
The Hop Yard stage. And at 4:45, I think it is, Alex
Togashi
is going to be performing.
All right, not sure what happened to that. We're going to be joining them momentarily. I have a feeling the sound just got cut out briefly. The stream sounds okay, but the sound is cut off, so maybe their microphones just got cut off. Anyway, you're listening to KDRT 95.7, and they're over live at the Sudworks DMF, and as soon as they come back, we're going to go straight to them. In the meantime, you can check out Meisner and Smith are going to be playing, and we're going to play a quick song by them until we go back to live to the Sudworks stage.
Lovers will marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is Wagner Pies, and walked off to look for a man. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
Okay, so Jeff, Derek's trying to get you a signal. He got a signal. Okay. All right. If you have any issues, you guys, real quick. Hey. If Jeff has issues, he's going to text the DMA phone, right?
This one.
Okay, yeah. We'll need it back for communications. Okay. I think... you just want to bring it up at 4 o'clock?
Okay, so we're going to go back to the Sudworks stage right now.
Alex and Derek. And...
here in this part of the country. He's made over 30 different albums. And, you know, I hooked on with him late, you know, just a couple of years ago, and I'm just baffled why I hadn't heard of this guy before.
Right.
So,
right.
And then we have the Sam Chase.
Okay, just in case you're just now tuning in, sorry for that little break in the broadcast, but we're going back live to the Sue Rook stage at Davis Music Fest.
Is a must-see. And then I'll be interviewing Megan Slegard around, I would guess, 7:45 or so.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Actually, Anton Barbeau is also doing the same thing that
exactly.
Sam Chase is doing. Right.
Yeah.
A solo show and then a full-length show. I'm looking over at our producer and wondering if we're...
Okay,
thank
we're
you.
On the air.
We're on.
The air.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
So, in a little bit, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
If you're, we're going to be introducing.
Oh, yeah, we'll have our first guest will be Dave Griffin from the Davis Media Access Board of Directors.
Which is our umbrella company.
Right.
We're part of DMA, and Dave is going to talk a little bit about how important a service like that is, including how important a community radio station is. So,
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to what he has to say. He's made a few notes, I see.
There are notes.
Yeah, so on both stages right now, the bands are practicing. They're warming up their instruments. They're tuning. A drummer is tightening his whatever you call those things along the side.
The skins, and, man. The skins.
The skins, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's already a Taco Bell serving here. Of course, Suitworks has got an awesome variety of food and the most important thing,
the beer.
What's your favorite beer here? Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know actually. I you know it changes all the time, and I haven't been up there to see what's going
today.
On just
okay,
yet.
Okay, well I'll take a look at that my next time around on the air, and I'll let everybody know.
Still too much going on right here right now. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to KDRT. We're broadcasting live from the Davis Music Festival here in Davis, and we're at Sudvork Brewing, and we are kind of waiting for the first band to go on, and we're getting our technical stuff all straightened out.
I was just walking around, Doug. There's still plenty of parking, so people are driving in. But and I don't know, but maybe we need to advise people. If you can bike it at all, it's to your advantage.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you can't, if the parking lot is full, where do they go for overflow?
I would suggest you try 2nd Street first along the dog park.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work for you, I would say go north of 5th Street on Pole Line.
Oh,
and
yeah,
see
perfect.
If you can find some parking over there.
And that would be a short walk, but you know what? It would be the best walk you've taken this week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The parking is there. You just got to get creative and look for it. That's all.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to this day. What time is the actual first band supposed to start? I think
8 minutes ago.
8 minutes ago?
Yeah.
On which stage?
The South Stage.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's
okay.
Lucas Lawson. We're running a little bit late, and the festival is, you know, we're just working out all the technical bugs.
Have you ever been to a music venue that starts right at time?
Yes. Many, many.
Really?
No, some people really run their shows like clockwork.
Oh,
You know, even Davis Music Fest. We, as stage managers, which you and I have also served,
you've got to run things real tight.
We have also, you've got to run things real tight with the clock.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's best if you stay right on time. Otherwise, everything just starts to slowly unravel.
I'll tell you what, maybe we should just listen to a song that one of the bands is going to be playing, that's be performing here. Would you like to do that?
Sure. Why don't we go to some music, and we'll be right back with Dave Griffin from Davis Media Access.
out your tongue and you tickled my breast. And I wondered, could this be love? Berliner grotesque, yes, I know I'm a pest. A mosquito, I'm leading you to sea. For I love is a flavor. Love is an ice cream cone. Berliner grotesque, put my faith to the test. Not in church, but in nature's cathedral. Trumps, I'll be wearing your halo. Berliner grotesque, please forgive me. I've been drinking, you know how I am. I use words that I don't understand, like love. Love is a flower. Love is a
I cannot hear myself. I hear.
And Big John. Yeah. I don't love you. Why can't you be gone? Berliner grotesque.
Testing,
please forgive me. Test.
Testing,
I've
one,
been
two.
Drinking
test, test.
And drinking and drinking and drinking. Forgive me. I'm begging you, please. For love.
Testing, one, two. Yeah.
Yeah, we're up.
It's very faint, but I can hear it. Yeah.
And it's live. Well done.
All right.
All right. We're bringing to the microphone right now David Griffin from the Davis Media Access. I'm getting my acronyms all goofed around here.
DMA.
It's
DMA.
Okay.
Just
it's
say
a,
it. DMA.
It's a little warm, eh?
DMA, yeah. Dave is the new chairman of the board of directors at Davis Media Access. And it's a pleasure to have you here on mic.
Thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to be here and to hype up Kate Ert and KDM and DMA and this wonderful event.
Nice.
Yeah, a pleasure. So why don't you get started by telling us about community media versus non-community media, and how many communities in general have an option like that?
That's a good question. I don't know all the communities that do. I know that in Davis we are very lucky to have this organization. And the biggest difference between community media versus for-profit media is simply access to the common voice of citizens.
Right, airwaves.
One of the reasons that I got involved with DMA is I've been very concerned about the way that all of our media has been changing, the way that all of our newspapers are dying, the typical and old models. We're seeing oligarchs buying them up, and often at a loss of information for the citizenry to be able to make wise decisions about what's happening in their backyard and with their local government.
Right.
And DMA provided an opportunity to come in and help that work. And so what we do here, our mission is to enrich and strengthen the community by providing alternatives to commercial media for local voices, opinions and their creative endeavors. And that happens in a lot of different ways. One of the ways that DMA is active in the community is by recording all the local concerts, such as the Davis Music Festival.
Right.
But we've seen, graduations, benefit concerts for Ukraine, all the band work, the concerts, the orchestras at DHS.
Fire relief a few years ago.
Fire relief.
Yeah.
We're talking about soups on events for when Don Saylor was our county supervisor.
Right.
Concerts, Woodland Community College. We're out there constantly working with them. So there are a lot of ways that DMA and Kate Ert specifically, we're creating the platforms where artists and people who are interested in learning these skill sets, who have something to say, who have projects, that creative projects, if you're a filmmaker, if you're a podcaster, we've got the toys and the tools for you to make all the great art that you want to make and get your voice out into the world.
Yeah. So as a radio guy, what I like is the option, the capability to bring the artists that are in the community in front of a microphone if they're musicians. Mm-hmm. If they are visual artists, then we would go to the TV side.
Right.
But it really gives us an opportunity to showcase just how much amazing talent we have right here in our zip code, you know?
It is a tremendous privilege.
Yeah.
I know that as an artist, I grew up doing radio theater. I'm also a filmmaker and an actor. And one of the biggest challenges over the years has been having access to cameras, having access to editing bays, having access, if you're an audio theater guy like I am, having access to a radio station. And we have that here in Davis, and we are incredibly fortunate and privileged to do so, because we have a community that puts a lot of effort and energy into being involved in this effort and funding it through their donations, through their time and their energy. And the success of DMA over the years really is a reflection of this amazing community that we have here in Davis and in Yolo County.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can add to that. I have a radio show. This is Peter. I have a radio show that's on, actually, should be right now. This is my hour. But normally I interview musicians, and usually young musicians in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this long enough now that I ran into some people in the last year that were on the show 12, 13, 14 years
right.
ago. And they're now telling me, as a mature adult,
mm-hmm.
how an impact they had, you know. And many times, you know, the listening audience is not tens of thousands. It's a small number.
Right.
But it gave them the experience. It gave them that spark that, hey, I'm doing it.
It's a tremendous launch pad for young talent, for new talent. You don't have to just be young to be new at something. You can be
That's right. Our age
as well. And what I love about DMA is that really it is something that is, it's user-friendly. We've got a great group of people staffing this organization. We've got a great group of volunteers. So if you don't know how to do something, but you've always had that passion, this is where you come and where people will show you and plug you in so that you can live that dream as well. And to the work that you've done, Peter, on your show interviewing people, I know some of my friends who are artists have been interviewed by you. And it's another one of the great opportunities that we have to uplift our local artists in a way that provides them, you know, that opportunity to get the next step in their career, their life experience.
And I'm going to benefit from it, because this Monday, 2 years ago, I took classes at UC Davis to write memoirs.
Mm.
And Kit, who is putting together a podcast that Alex is working on, she asked me to read one of my memoirs.
Oh,
so
nice.
All of a sudden, like, I'm the new kid on the block,
hey.
And I'm just thrilled, you know, at 78 years old.
And you got the microphone in front of you to put the message
right,
out.
Right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So one other thing I'd like to point out is that we are very close to the connection of I-80 and I-5. And
yes.
any artist who is traveling, musical artists and whatnot, are probably going up and down the coast or east-west on one of those. And one of the things that I've enjoyed doing over the years is hooking up with those artists and bringing them into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's great, and it's a lot of fun, but it's really cool when the artist says, hey, this is a really great setup, you guys,
yeah,
here. Do you do this often?
Right, right.
Well, yeah, every chance we get.
One of the things I've loved about living in Davis for the last 15 years is this is that in-between stop for all the touring bands that are coming down from Seattle, Portland, up from L.A. And when they do their San Francisco and Sacramento gigs, they always end up in Davis either at a house show or at K-Dirt. And
right.
I love that we kind of are that, you know, little homegrown location where great music and great art happens, especially after we've gone through this long pandemic.
Yes.
And a lot of our local art scene and music scene has struggled to kind of rebuild. And I really appreciate the work that K-Dirt and DMA are doing and Davis Music Fest in really trying to revitalize our musical artists that we need so dearly, right?
Exactly.
Right. Absolutely.
And many of the artists are, if not all, I think, are local. By local, I mean within a 100-150-mile radius.
Oh,
I believe.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, or even more local than that. I mean, there are nationally touring musicians who live within town.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's a nice place to be. And also, you know, we've got this local media thing going on here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I should answer my own question. I asked you, you know, like, how common this is in other communities. Mm. It's not very
it's not common at all. Not where
yeah.
I've lived. I've been in Southern California for 25 years. I was in Texas for a decade before that. We are lucky at what we have here. And I really would like to give a shout-out to those who might be listening today. KDRT and DMA by extension are really remarkable organizations, and we need your support. We need your help, your donations, your time, your energy. We're rebuilding the board to strength. If you have board experience, we would love you.
Yeah. We're rebuilding the studio.
We are rebuilding the studios right now. We're actually, one of the things that we were doing during COVID was doing an entire remodel that just got launched in the last month.
Right.
We are pivoting to a civic information hub. If you're into journalism, there is a lot of exciting things happening at DMA and KDRT. When that studio gets rebuilt, you guys are going to be thrilled, I hope.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And then to hook it into... the creation of the Civic Information Hub as well.
I won't have to put the drummer outside anymore.
Well, no, everybody right? gets yeah. to be inside
everybody
and have some air conditioning,
yeah, exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, get them all inside the building. That's the metaphor there. Bring them all inside.
And I'd like to real quick just give a shout out to, if you are interested in the board work or if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, please check us out at davismedia.org. And if you're interested in the radio work and the amazing team at KDRT, KDRT.org is where you can go for more information on that.
Yeah, and you can send us an email at info@KDRT.org, and we'll get back to you pretty quick. All right.
Great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
And
thank you
so much, continue
Dave.
The great
yeah.
work.
Enjoy
awesome.
The show. It's already going on in the background, folks. There's plenty of room. There's more parking. Come on
yeah.
in.
Thank you, Doug.
And,
thank you, Peter.
Dave, you're
going
to be
Dave.
Hanging around. If someone's interested, stop by and say hello to Dave.
For sure.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Much
okay.
love.
Okay.
Take care.
KDRT.org. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. Are we going to go back to more music? And if so, who are
yes.
we going to hear?
We're going to hear... Listen to this, Sam Chase.
Oh, the Sam Chase.
That's Sam Chase.
All right,
here we go.
If you keep your options open, there are places you will go. They will treat you like the kings and queens your parents thought you'd be when you were born. You'd see it all with your head up standing tall, and you'd look back and think it's funny how you spent your time and money in this world. Living in this perfect world, everyone can write a song. Let me tell you, mister, you should always talk to strangers, 'cause you never really know the brilliant things that you might hear. Like all the civilizations told by far off constellations, what we all aren't really here, we're just quantum-sized vibrations.
That was the Sam Chase, and they're going to be here, right here. We're going to interview them also, and we're waiting now for the next band to start up, which will be shortly. We're going to have a short interview with let's see, Aquino, I think it is. And in the meantime, we're going to play one more song, and let's start off with the snares.
An anthem of her own, and she sang it all alone at the hour and the occasion of her choosing. Funny thing she said, that she never got to bed, but she doesn't think of all the sleep she's losing. Scenes at late at night, when the crescent moon was bright, like a wry, wicked smile. A brag and more a toast to the friends who she had known through tribulations. A phantom in her bones, she always had been prone to the power and the pull of its persuasion. One
She was face down on the floor.
In the background, you're listening to a song called Anthem by Meisner and Smith, who will also be appearing here shortly on the stage here at Suitworks. We'll be having, and we will broadcast it live, Alex Dugashi. It's a multi-instrumentist singer, songwriter, and co-leader of the indie pop band No Found Vacation, known for its nostalgic bedroom pop and dynamic performances. Don't miss his early set with bandmate Yukino. And we're hoping we can get Yukino to even chit-chat with us a little bit, which would be awesome. KDRT is broadcasting live from Suitworks Davis Music Fest, which is a three-day event that will host, I think, about 45 or so bands in several different locations around town. There's still parking available here, and slowly but surely the place is filling up. The weather is perfect for something like this. Absolutely perfect. Later tonight, we're going to have 10-Foot Tiger here, and boy, talk about a group. I don't know. They're, it's called indie pop, rock, and funk, but I sort of like the vibe they give off. It's a little bit like Grateful Dead. They just keep going and going and going. You know, on in Suitworks, of course, they have plenty of beer, all types. Right within the Music Fest, they have the famous taco truck. And then Suitworks itself has an awesome variety of food. It's an evening well spent. Right now it's under the sun, but later on it'll be under the stars. We will be broadcasting all 2 days, the first 2 days. And not only will we be broadcasting the music, but also interviews, which I think you'll dearly love. Now, if you come, stop by the booth and say hello. And we have T-shirts for sale. That's one big reason you should come out and have a T-shirt. We're selling those. A lot of information about our radio show here, and we will continue here shortly. What have you got for us here, Doug? Where is Doug? Oh, Doug is missing. So, anyways, like I said, we're going to have a short interview here. And before we do that, let me remind you that we will also be broadcasting tomorrow from Armadillo Music, which is downtown Davis. And we're having a few mic issues. There's like eight mics here, and two of them aren't working. So we're trying to figure out which ones they are. But anyways, we will be talking with Yukino.
Coming up. Momentarily.
Okay. Take it away.
All right. Thank you so much. Yukino, thank you very much for doing a quick interview with us, and we're glad we were able to track you down. How's everything going?
Going good. I just drove from San Francisco.
Oh, my God. And you made it.
Yeah, I mean, I left it like at 1, and took 3.5 hours to get here, so...
Wow.
I'm so sorry for that. Yeah, I guess I didn't really, like, think about all the different traffic, like the graduation traffic. Oh. There's lots of traffic today.
Oh, everybody's headed up to the mountains. It's going to be a perfect weekend.
Yeah. But we'll be here, so that'll be even better.
Maybe Music Fest traffic, too. Who knows?
Yeah, hopefully. I'd hope that would be the case.
So this is the first Music Fest that you've played at?
This is my first show.
Okay. Oh.
This is my
like
first,
ever?
This is my first show as Yukino. Yeah.
Dang.
I've performed like with other groups before, but this is the very first one, which is pretty exciting because I don't know what to expect. We've had two full band rehearsals, and we're just going to kind of wing it. But, you know, our point is just have a good time and have fun, so...
That's great.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not something that most people would do. You're pretty courageous to just kind of jump into the water, as it were.
Yeah, I think it was one of a like an impulsive decision, but it was also a way for me to motivate myself to finish a bunch of these songs, because before I was booked for this in January, it was nothing was done, and then Una reached out to me, and I was like, okay, yeah, I could do something. Like, I'll just do like a solo set, and then after I was like, no, I'm gonna finish like all these like, you know, full band songs and kind of.
So you do all the writing?
I wouldn't say like all the writing. I do collaborate with people. Like,
okay.
I have people collaborate like on drum parts because that's not my specialty. But I would say that, like, you know, I write majority of the songs, and then I bring in other people to like add some like.
Collaborate a little here and there.
Yeah, and just like, or like my bandmates, it's like the live versions all have different versions than the recorded versions.
Right,
so
right.
It's kind of, it's like a different vibe. We're like, we're trying to like play off each other versus just play a part. Because. It's more fun that way, you know.
Totally. Wait, do you find that each like different version with different people kind of takes a little road of its own?
Yeah, I think like the cool part is like in the song or in the live set, I have a trumpet player. He's a phenomenal trumpet player. And
cool. Okay, I'm there listening. That's my instrument.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. And you know, there's not that many trumpet or brass parts written in the songs, but I. We've like kind of reworked it so that he's kind of making up for the string parts.
So you had no part for him.
Yeah.
You
I
said,
had.
Well, try this, try that.
Yeah, and originally I actually had like a cellist, but then they weren't able to do it anymore last minute due to personal reasons. So then we kind of switched up real quick, and we reworked it over the last like week or two, and it's, you know, I'm very happy with it. And you know, a trumpet player's name is Brendan, and he's in a bunch of, you know, awesome bands, and is always gigging in San Francisco.
Where are you based?
I'm actually based in Los Angeles, but
whoa.
I am here in San Francisco right now because I'm recording the new like album, I guess, or just like working on my own stuff. So there's a studio out here that you know, my friend owns that I'll just spend all night there. Like, I was there until 6 a.m. this morning, so.
Wow.
But.
So you mentioned other musical projects that you've been involved in. Would we know some of those? You want to name a few?
I used to play in this band, or, like, I guess I'm in this band called No Vacation.
Okay.
And we did a bunch of tours, and it's a pretty, you know, like a pretty prominent, like, indie pop band. But right now I am going to focus on the solo stuff because I just enjoy it more. We haven't really talked much about like band stuff, so I don't want to say too much on air. But,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we're just, you know.
I'm not trying to be provocative.
Oh, yeah. I'm just doing my own thing right now, and I'm trying to focus on things that like make me happy, and that includes like playing with people. This is one of our songs that we play.
Nice. Okay.
So it's fun, but you know, we Una originally asked if No Vacation could play this festival, but we weren't all available. And then she actually asked me, and then Alex, who's playing right now, because he's in that same band too, and just like, can you guys play? And I was like, we're both from Davis. Why not? Like,
oh, so you're local too. That's awesome.
Yeah, I grew up here. Went to Davis High School, Holmes Junior High, Valley Oak when it used to be a school.
Oh yeah.
It's
okay.
Not a school anymore. So.
Well, is it not, or is it? It's become a high school, right?
Well,
is it
the Valley Oak Elementary campus is no longer like an elementary school, but the campus is now DaVinci.
DaVinci, right? That's it. Yeah.
So you know,
that's
like,
really
I got
cool.
The Davis roots, and like I went, I knew Alex back in back at Valley Oak in elementary school. So.
Yeah, and so explain the relationship that you guys have. You're sort of performing in one another's sets tonight.
No. So Alex has this is his solo project, and this is my solo project, and then the relationship that we have is that we're in No Vacation together.
Okay. Got it.
And so.
But you're playing today, right? Or singing today?
I will be after Alex's set.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little confusing.
No. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah,
that's helpful.
I'm a happy camper.
yeah.
All right. So you mentioned that the gig kind of forced you to finish up all your stuff. You're deadline oriented. Are you going to be releasing some of that stuff for general consumption too?
Yeah. So leading up to this show, I just kind of released a few demos on Bandcamp because I want to like hold off doing the, you know, digital streaming platforms until I've got like a good team, a good label behind. But so I'm just doing demos, small demos, by myself. But and also releasing like videos and stuff on my Instagram so that people can watch. But yeah, I will be releasing things. I've only like released a few things so far, but it's it was like a means for motivation since I, you know, have definitely struggled trying to like get that motivation for the past couple like many years.
Yeah.
So
I hear you.
The best way to prep is to book a show.
Yeah. Well, and you know, sometimes stuff, creative stuff, like it takes a little time to gel, and you set it aside for a little while, and then you get back to it with kind of like some renewed energy.
Yeah.
And maybe it goes in a direction that you didn't foresee the first time.
Yeah, and that's what I like wanted to mention. It's like, you know, even though I say like, oh yeah, I did write a bunch of these songs and like start them, it's the songs that I was like not sure about that I, you know, showed my like now bandmates, and they're like, we like this one, let's work on this one, let's play this one live. So then I was like, okay, let's get some like real drums on it, and you know, get some other parts and
grow it.
Yeah. So it's again, I really do enjoy like making music with other people, and it's like, you know, like a means of connection.
Yeah.
So
totally,
it's very different, but I do love it.
Nice.
In that sense.
Nice. Where would people go if they were listening right now to find out more about what you're doing and where they could catch up with you?
It'll mostly be my Instagram, Yekeno, Y-E-K-E-N-O. And then it's got links to like my Bandcamp, and I just do little videos here and there, and post like snippets of like demos or previews of songs.
Yeah.
And I was posting like previews of the songs that I'd be playing today.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any, what's the meaning or significance to the name Yekeno? If there isn't. If there isn't.
It actually was my electronic project name.
Oh, okay.
So that's just.
Another twist.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was actually my electronic project, but that's since it was my Instagram handle, that's what they billed it as.
All right.
And I was like, okay, I'll just go with that. But Yekeno, it spells one key backwards. And the first two songs, the first two songs I wrote for my electronic project was in the same key. And I used the whole thing. I used one keyboard, one synthesizer.
That's brilliant.
So I just wanted something that looked symmetrical and also had no results when you Googled it. And that was the deciding factor.
Very
and,
cool.
And here I thought it was a real clever Japanese name.
Yeah, that was
sort.
The other thing. Like, you know, it's like a lot of people, I was like, Yekeno sounds kind of Asian, and I'm Asian American. So I was like, you know, like it's not, I don't think many people would question it. They'd be like, okay, like it must be like a middle name or like a nickname or something. But
or just a word that is, it's just, you know, has some significance to you. For
yeah,
you.
But literally just a word spelled backwards. So
awesome. Okay, so we should wrap up. You are going to be going on the Hop Yard stage at 6:15 tonight.
Yes.
Awesome. And your first gig, so that's really exciting.
Very first gig. So
nice.
It's I'm glad it's at my hometown with people that I love and
nice.
A good community for sure.
Very cool. Hey, thanks for taking the time to spend a little bit of your afternoon with us before
you
head on stage.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Anytime if you come to future Davis Music Festivals, remember us and we'll maybe catch up again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Natalie. Perfect.
All right.
Awesome. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
KDRT 95.7
FM, just Davis, California.
Natalie,
I'm Doug
Ho,
Deep.
We were just speaking with Natalie Ho, who is the person in Yekeno, which is a solo project, but sometimes a collective project, and pretty much, I guess, whatever Natalie wants it to be.
Well, I didn't realize one thing about Natalie, and we didn't even bring it up. She's a registered nurse.
Well, I didn't want to bring that up. I always wait for people to introduce other parts of their lives to see whether
they
want to or not.
Yeah,
true. But who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Okay, so we are waiting for the band on the south stage. Right now it is Lucas Lawson. You might hear some nice fiddling in the background. And they are going to be going a little bit longer, and then we'll be jumping to the Hop Yard stage for Alex Tagashi, who is a friend of Yakeno.
And we're going to take a short break here.
And also a local.
I'm going to play a little bit from Rio.
Boca do Rio?
Boca do Rio. How's that, huh?
That's fantastic.
Alrighty, my samba.
What is it?
My samba was not, I think it's impossible. I think that's it. I'm going to screw it up. But anyways, let's listen to it, and then we can get with the name.
All right. We'll be right back with Alex Tagashi on the live on the Hop Yard stage, KDRT.
Joia, tudo joia. samba não foi importado. Chegando nos docks da Bahia de Todos os Santos, com frutas nativas, barros de vinho, garrafas da cachaça do deck exportada de lá. Mate no plato se mexe, deixa ver comida, água pra sobreviver. Meia-noite no encontro das águas, alguma coisa acontece no meu coração.
Back to Davis Music Fest. You heard a little bit of Boca de Rio. We'll be playing tomorrow downtown Davis. And so I was going to introduce to you a brand new, why don't you hop on right away, Eddie Out. That's it, huh?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. You're going to be starting Fridays 3 to 4, a brand new show starting June 28th, and that's right before my show. Perfect. What's the show going to be about, Eddie?
Well, the show is called the Audio Ecotone, and
right.
It's kind of, I can think of it a number of different ways. I like to think of it as a show that's going to be highlighting different styles, different genres, different
okay.
eras of music, and looking at
nice.
The cross currents between them.
Oh.
I was actually thinking about this a little bit earlier, and it's almost like a greatest hits compilation of K-Dirt.
We're going to get back to you. Right now, we are switching back to the stage where we're going to listen to Yukino.
Excellent.
Here we go.